today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Where are you? Has anyone ever asked you this question? Has anyone ever looked for you to be in a certain place and you were not there? Have you ever looked for someone? When you couldn't find them, did you wonder where they were? Many people today are out of position. In today's society, if you're out of position, you may miss out on a promotion. If you're out of position, you may miss out on the opportunity to serve someone. If you're out of position, you may be out of the will of God. If you were asked the question, "Where are you?" that means you are out of place. If you were asked the question, "Where are you?" that means someone is looking for you to be where you're supposed to be or where you said you would be. God was looking for Adam in the Garden of Eden, but Adam was not where he was supposed to be. Where was Adam? In Genesis chapter 3, verse 9, it records, "Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, 'Where are you?' So he said, 'I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself.' And he said, 'Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded that you should not eat?'" Adam was hiding from God because of his disobedience. He had done what God had commanded him not to do. He was naked of the innocence that once covered him. He was now clothed in guilt and shame. He had to rely on his own conscience to determine good and now evil. Adam was so covered with guilt and shame that he now had to rely on his own conscience that led him to hide from the God who could and would forgive him. Adam's guilt and shame did not allow him to consider this as an option after he had walked with God, after he had talked with God, and after he had fellowshiped with God in the cool of the day in the garden God had prepared for him. The voice of disobedience will always tell you to hide. The voice of disobedience will tell you no one will find out. The voice of disobedience will tell you you can cover it up or blame someone else for it. Where are you? Are you hiding from the omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient God? He is calling out to you. He does not want to punish you. He wants to give you the opportunity to acknowledge your disobedience, ask him to forgive you, and draw close to him so you can continue to walk with him in the cool of the day. Don't hide from God. Come out from where you are hiding. Don't try to sew things together to cover yourself. It won't work. God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, has made the ultimate sacrifice. You are now forgiven and covered by his blood. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.